The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back as we head into hour two. I am Seth Leibson, 602-508-0960. I want to thank the Hallmans again for taking the helm here yesterday, and you, Mr. Bill, for producing them as young David and I were efforting our event with Mike Gallagher and Brandon Tatum last night. It was a great event. David, you did a wonderful job.
I really appreciate that.
You betcha. It was fantastic what you
did. You know, I was kind of inundated with calls and interruptions during the past hour. But I did want to mention, you mentioned Mark's gift to us.
Yes.
That wasn't his only gift.
It was a pie and a cake
Wasn't his only gift. Do you know that?
What?
That was not his only gift.
He came bearing a lot of gifts.
He came bearing another gift. In fact, he brought me an original brochure.
Really?
For my 1981 Chrysler Imperial, featuring an interview with Lee Iacocca and one chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was an original brochure. I'll have to show it to you.
So you got an original brochure about your car with Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
You get a pie cake-in.
I feel like you can get the pie cake-in, too.
I don't know. He said it was not sent to me. It was sent to you and Terry.
Okay.
This is, what's the old nursery rhyme? The mouse gets the cheese or something? What is it? How's it go?
If you give a mouse a cookie?
No, that's interesting, though. I only just learned that one. Have you known that one a long time?
Yeah, I would say it was around when I was growing up.
I only just learned that.
Yeah, if you give a mouse a cookie, and then it gets worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, yeah, the mouse gets the cheese, I think. Anyway, I guess I get some cheese, maybe. He'll send me a block of cheese. It's very, very decent of him to do that for you guys. And to keep in mind that my waistline doesn't need to be filled with delicious baked goods. Joe Lieberman passed away today. This is a big political moment. He was unique, to say the least. He represented a different part of the Democratic Party than anything the Democratic Party would recognize in and of itself today. He was selected by Al Gore as his running mate in 2000, and he helped burnish Al Gore's credentials as a serious man of great moral probity. That's what Joe Lieberman was known for, not only his cheerfulness, but his moral seriousness. And Al Gore needed that to help kind of wash away the scandals of the president he had served, named Bill Clinton. He needed someone who could kind of cleanse the Augean stables of the Democratic Party. And Joe Lieberman was useful to him in that venture. During the Florida recount of the 2000 election, the Gore campaign was engaging in all kinds of machinations to get the votes that they wanted to have counted. So they were putting in a restriction on overseas military ballots. And Joe Lieberman went on national TV and condemned the campaign for doing that. He condemned his own campaign for doing that. He said, "We've crossed a line. You don't do this. Look for votes everywhere you can. You don't stop the votes of overseas military." Even though he knew well that probably most of those votes would be going towards Bush Cheney. When Joe Lieberman decided to run for president himself in 2004, Al Gore endorsed someone else and didn't tell Joe Lieberman. I remember that moment very well. I think I was with Joe Lieberman when that happened. And it hurt Joe. Not so much that Al Gore didn't endorse him, but that he didn't even give him the courtesy of a phone call in not endorsing him. He would have thought that for all he had done for Al Gore and done with Al Gore over the years, at least maybe a phone call saying, "Well, your previous running mate wasn't good enough to be at the top of the ticket in your mind or in your mind's eye this time." Joe hewed an independent line sufficiently so compared to the rest of the direction of the Democratic Party that the Democratic Party primaried him. The officials at the Democratic Party backed a far more liberal Democrat in Joe's campaign for re-election to the Senate. So Joe Lieberman said, "The heck with you guys. I'm going to run as an independent." And he did, and he won as an independent in Connecticut against the left-winger the Democrats promoted. When people tell you this Democratic Party is not a left-wing party, it's basically a centrist party, look at who they endorse, look at who they put their money behind, and look at who they dispense with. Joe Lieberman was the last vestige of the Democratic Party. People have good memories of the Democratic Party. The last vestige of it. With his death dies a piece of history in the Democratic Party. It was a party that he continued to caucus with generally, but he did endorse John McCain for president in 08. He endorsed John McCain over Barack Obama in 08, which further not only obviously showed his independence, but his discomfort with the Democratic Party. Now, if you want a lesson on how the media works, it'll be interesting to see how they give Joe Biden his due, his obituaries. Often, if you betray your party, the mainstream media pays back measure for measure. Already online, there's just a hint of it, maybe more than a hint. And it's the kind of journalism that Joe Lieberman himself would have abhorred. I'm looking at the Washington Post, and the headline, obviously, is Joe Lieberman, senator and vice presidential nominee, dies at 82. And as I'm reading down through it, you get this line. It's kind of interesting. Kind of tell. John McCain seriously considered making Mr. Lieberman his running mate, but his advisors warned that Mr. Lieberman's Democratic history and voting record, particularly his stand in favor of abortion rights, would anger convention delegates and split the party. McCain instead chose the right-wing populist governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, a decision he later said he regretted. How are we now all of a sudden writing about John McCain and Sarah Palin and John McCain's regret of Sarah Palin and that she's a right-wing populist? How did that get into this? How are we already there? By the way, Bill, you went through this with me. When John McCain was saying that stuff or being quoted for saying that stuff, we had no evidence he actually was saying and writing that stuff. Do you remember? These were all press releases. These were all writings that one could not verify with John McCain because he went radio silent due to his health issues. And I don't think I was alone in suspecting that a lot of this was being written by people that weren't named John McCain. Now, it may have been, and he may have been dictating this stuff to them, but we would have no way of knowing. And journalists didn't care because it was shoveling out anti-Trump, anti-Palin stuff throughout. I mean, I do not mean to speak ill of anyone here, except that I thought it was a breach of a journalistic standard that when you have a very famous politician saying very negative things about your own party and your own party's leader, maybe a little bit of a verification other than Joe Biden said, because Joe Biden reported a lot of it from his meetings with John McCain. Maybe a little more than we got this press release from John McCain. Maybe a little more.
I'm not going to get into it, but I just found it interesting that there was no one who wanted to say in the media, can I talk to John McCain on the phone? Can I get verification? He actually wrote this. He actually said this. We couldn't. Not that we should have. By the way, I'm not saying McCain or anyone in his family owed this to us, but we didn't even have pictures of John McCain. We got pictures of the back of his head, and we accepted that as some kind of very sad thing, which, of course, it very much was. But you know what? No one said he had to stay in the public eye either. No one said you have to continue to serve while you're going through this health crisis. And of course, our hearts ached with the family that was going through it, and it had to have been just god awful. But no one said you had to keep blasting away at the Republican Party while you're doing that, and we just accept the press releases that your team puts out that says John McCain said these things. I thought it was a breach of ethical standards in journalism. I just did. I'm sorry to say it. But it's not as much of a breach of an ethical standard in a Joe Lieben obituary that gives you the sentence, McCain instead chose the right-wing populist governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, a decision John McCain later said he regretted. It's about Joe Lieberman or it's not about Joe Lieberman, folks. But we could get that little, you know, that little jab in there. That's how it works, man. They just love those little drive-bys. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. My friends at the Midas Gold Group War Room point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, that belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do, a controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. They're at 480-360-3000, 480-360-3000, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. 480-360-3000 or MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group. MAGA and proud of it. MidasGoldGroup.com. We saw them there last night, didn't we, young David?
Yes.
They weren't giving away samples, though, were they?
No samples of gold?
No samples of gold or silver.
That would be a great sample.
Yeah.
A great
Almost
sample.
As good as a pie cakin'.
Almost as good as a pie cakin'? I'm looking forward to whatever this is.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's a heck of a thing. It's
a pie cakin'.
It's a base layer of pie, of the best kind of pie, pecan pie. And then
Of course, if it's from Georgia.
Yeah, and then you get a layer of oh, my gosh, the whole thing. It's just making me hungry. You wanted to say something about Joe Lieberman and no labels. You're our resident no labels expert.
Just an interesting question or a point of view. I know that no labels just 2 weeks ago appointed a commission where they were going to field potential candidates for their presidential nomination because, at least as of a couple weeks ago, they were going to move forward with a third-party ticket candidate, in addition to the already announced ones, like Robert Kennedy. After his death, and Senator Lieberman was the chair of their board, he was pretty much the spearhead behind their organization. Really more of a figurehead, though. They sought him out after they were founded. But he was the head of the shebang, if you will. After his passing, I wonder if there will be some second thoughts as to the continuation.
Were they ever really going to do that much, you think? Were they ever that potent?
I don't know. It would be like a Manchin-Romney ticket or something like that. But
Joe Manchin, Mitt Romney? Is
probably.
That what, is that what the speculation was?
I think that he had said that he would run with Romney if he were to run. But a couple weeks ago, Senator Manchin said he wouldn't run.
So they were talking about Larry Hogan, too, weren't they? Or is that not – do I have that wrong for
me? No, I think that he would also – because he's vehemently anti-Trump.
Yeah.
So I think he would also be in the mix. I think Romney would love anything that would come his way if they were to give him the nod.
Can we talk for a moment about something that might be controversial on the on what in the sense of offensive? I don't mean it to be, but I am serious about this. Someone told me the other day, and they were quite right – just because someone is an independent, a self-declared independent, or registers non-affiliated as we do in Arizona, as we allow in Arizona, it doesn't mean they don't have an ideology per se necessarily. It doesn't mean they have an ideology. A lot of these people have pretty strong views. They just have certain distastes with elements in their party, maybe the chairman of the party, if it's in the state, or maybe one of the leading or the top candidates or candidates at the head of the ticket, or maybe at the legislature. They just say, I don't want to affiliate with that. There's a lot of that in there. How many of the people who claim themselves to be independent can you really respect that much? How do you respect someone who doesn't have an ideology? How do you respect someone who says, I vote for the person, not the party? What does that tell you about their makeup, their constitutional political seriousness and makeup? It seems to me we went down this road about a week ago too, that kind of corrupted John Kennedy quote from Dante, right? The hottest places in hell are reserved for those who in times of great moral crisis maintain their neutrality. It's a bit strong, but the point, I think, is essential. That is to say, is the essence of what I'm trying to say. How can you really say, nah, I don't really have a strong opinion on the economy, or I don't really have a strong opinion on immigration, or I really don't have a strong opinion on abortion, I really don't have a strong opinion on China, and I really don't have a strong opinion on Russia? How do you say it? Now, I'll let you respond in a second. Let me just keep riffing for a moment. Mm-hmm. You will find people that will say, well, I actually do have strong opinions. It's just that, you know, I happen to be pro-life, but I'm also not in favor of lower taxes. That person can exist. It's a rare bird, but it can exist. Or you could have someone who says, I'm in favor of life, but I don't like the party on, I don't know, foreign policy, let us say. And so no party really quite matches up with my aligned view. No party quite aligns with my views. That can exist. I'm telling you, it exists more in theory than in reality. Norman Podhoretz once said, you tell me where you are on abortion, and I can tell you within a 90% certainty where you are on 95% of the other issues. Today, Dennis Prager said this, I think, a day or two ago. He said, you tell me where you are on whether men can menstruate, and I can tell you where you are on 95% of the other issues. That's the new, probably, version of the Podhoretz test. So that person can exist, and I suppose it probably exists more on the right than on the left. It probably exists more when you have people like, I don't know, a Tucker Carlson in our movement than on the other side. It probably, but it's still very, very rare. So what do you say about someone who's, this came up last night a little bit, this notion of voting personality over principle. I take a pretty strong view of it because I take politics very, very seriously. I try not to let it dominate my life. Most people who know me know that I really don't talk about it much outside of the workday. I almost will never bring it up. Almost never. You see me at a cocktail party, it's just, it's not going to be top of mind at all, or any kind of party. Do people do cocktail parties anymore? I don't know.
I've gone to a few.
Literal cocktail parties. You come over for cocktails?
Oh, yeah.
Come on over for cocktails. We're having a cocktail party.
Why don't you continue the trend?
The only thing good about...
I've gone to places.
Do they have cocktail franks? That would be a party I'd go to. Do you know what a cocktail frank is?
Is it a hot dog?
Well, sort of. It's a very miniaturized hot dog that's kind of got... You know, it's about the size of the tip of your pinky, and it's kind of nicely desiccated and dehydrated.
You know, where I grew up in the middle of nowhere in Ohio, or at least where I was raised at the time, they called those little Smokies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, little Smokies, and probably little is spelled L-I-L apostrophe.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is. All right, let me continue my point beyond the prandial when we come right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. The mouse gets the cheese. I looked it up, young David. How do you not know the nursery rhyme, The Farmer in the Dell? Did you not grow up with The Farmer in the Dell?
The Farmer in the Dell, The Farmer in the Dell. Hi. Ho, Ladario.
Yeah.
The Farmer in the Dell.
Yeah, the dog takes a cat, the dog takes a cat, the cat takes a mouse, the mouse takes the cheese. Hi, ho, Ladario, the mouse takes the cheese. This was relevant because Mark Grady, who is from Georgia and came to the event last night, is sending you a pie cakin'.
I swear your name is on the package somewhere.
Only as the guy to sign for it. It's got a note to you and Terry. This is for you and Terry. It's made very clear that this is for you and Terry, this pie cakin, the turducken of cakes. Pecan pie on the bottom, pumpkin pie in the middle, spice cake on top, all layered together
spice
with cinnamon
cake.
Buttercream and topped with apple pie filling. I get the cheese, I suppose.
That's many, many layers.
It's going to be great. Anyway.
It will be great. Little Easter treat.
Yeah, it will be, won't it? It will be. I was making the point about people who say they vote for the person, not the party, or the candidate, not the party. And I just don't think it's a very serious view of your vote, honestly. I would have thought that we got over that after high school. High school elections, sure. It's a popularity contest, I suppose. And after that, we have serious issues to deal with. And you see this playing out, of course, in our presidential politics to a fare thee well. The nice guy who can't complete a sentence, doesn't know what's going on, and is ruining this country is more attractive to many people than the much stronger guy who can be acerbic, who actually had a great record, and who wants to return us back to the point of greatness. It's playing out in that sense. It's becoming a personality contest. You see it in other races across the country as well. So when you were talking to me about this no parties stuff, no labels party, sorry, no parties label, I'm doing it wrong. No labels party, the no labels party, the people that really can't take a firm stand. And if you read their platform, it's a bunch of mush. A pie cakin is more serious and solid than the platform of the no labels party. And probably more nourishing and fulfilling. And I just think, I remember a lecture I had in grad school. There was this team taught course by a great philosophy professor named Harry Newman. He was a philosophy professor. German philosophy was his expertise. Interesting guy. Student of Leo Strauss's. Never drove a day in his life. Wore the same tie every day. And sandals. And he team taught a course with Harry Jaffa. And it was called Socrates or Nihilism. He was a nihilist. Harry Newman was a nihilist. A real nihilist. And if you asked him how he was doing, hey, Professor Newman, how are you? He always had the same answer. 50-50. 50-50. But he gave one of the best lectures I've ever heard. This is a fun course, you can imagine, an nihilist and Jaffa, both students of Leo Strauss, teaching it. He gave the best lecture probably of my... It was the best hour in grad school I ever had. Where he talked about the importance of politics and why people take it so seriously and should take it so seriously. I say this in the context, well-meaning, of C.S. Lewis's admonition that we shouldn't treat politics as the fare of ordinary life. And we shouldn't. And it doesn't conflict with Harry Newman's teaching. There are political moments, appropriate political moments in our country. Election day is one of them, or elections are one of them. Basketball games should not be. Billiards games should not be. K-12 education should not be. Elections should be. And we should take them serious, and they are serious, and they should be considered seriously, because it's about the most important and serious thing, which is how we govern ourselves. And if we aren't having selves worthy of governing, we have no right to self-government. I'm Seth. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show.
The folks at Midas Gold Group have told me the U.S. government and the Fed will have no choice but to eventually steer interest rates lower, because if they don't, the current level of interest rates will bankrupt the nation. There's no telling when the dam will break, but when it does, Midas wants to make sure you have flood insurance. In this case, gold. Call Midas Gold Group now. Look into the opportunities gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call 480-360-3000 or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Midas Gold Group is the nation's number one veteran-owned gold IRA firm. Protect your assets. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group, always faithful. MidasGoldGroup.com. Steve's in Tempe. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Seth. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. You were mentioning about independent voters.
Yes, sir.
And not being committed to one party or another, and it may surprise you to know that I'm one of those voters. I'm a registered independent. I mean, you and I have talked a number of times, and you know how conservative I am. I'll never vote for a Democrat or any of their policies, but I left the Republican Party a long time ago just because of mainly John McCain. I just thought he was so damaging to the party, you know, some of the things that he said, you know, his, quote-unquote maverick status that he was trying to always portray about going against his party. And then, prime example, what you just saw a couple of days ago when the Republicans passed or the speaker pushed forward that bill that is absolutely horrific. I just didn't want to be associated with that party. Because of that. And don't get me wrong, I voted for Trump twice, and like I said, I'll never vote for a Democrat, but I think there's a lot of people just like myself that feel that same way. Some of them would like to register in independent, but just don't feel it that important to do it. And a number of years ago, I did. And I've been a registered independent ever since.
And you're the kind of person that I understand. You, for whatever reason, can't affiliate with a party that affiliates with certain people. But it's not as if you don't have a certain worldview that leads you to always vote for the Republican.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Exactly.
I understand that.
Exactly.
I understand that. I don't understand the person who isn't sure whether to vote for a Republican or Democrat based on their personality.
I understand that. I agree with that completely, Seth, and I don't understand that either. I mean, you and I are on the exact same page related to that. If you do not have a definitive opinion right now about what's going on, what you're seeing and what you're experiencing and what you've seen in the last, you know, 4, 5, 6, 10 years to date, and don't have an opinion one way or the other about who you think is the best person, or you know what you should be voting against more instead of voting for.
By the way, you know what's interesting, Steve? Here's something interesting about yourself. That's a funny sentence to say. Here's something interesting about yourself.
Thank you, doctor.
Yes, you're welcome. But I think I'm right. Or at least onto something. When you read press accounts or essays or think pieces on people who left the Republican Party and now choose not to affiliate with it, you never read about you. You never read about someone who said, I left the party because of McCain. Or I left the party because of the compromisers in the party. It's always about the people who left the party because of Trump, or they left the party because of this conservative or that conservative, or the party being too conservative for them. They never write stories about the people like yourself who think that the party's too weak on those issues. Isn't that kind of interesting? I think I'm right. If that article is out there, I will apologize. But I think I'm right. It's always in the other direction, which leads me to believe two things. Another obvious case of press bias, no question.
But always makes me think, too, we may be underestimating the conservatism within the non-affiliated ranks.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you completely on that, Seth. And I think and you're right. The reason you don't hear about people that are associated with or that hold conservatism at a higher level than they do. You know, Sean Hannity is the same way. He talks about on a show all the time about how, you know, he's a registered conservative, what he says.
Is that right?
And that's the way I look at myself, too. And I, you know, you're right. It just doesn't fit the narrative that they want to have as, oh, yeah, the Republican Party is disintegrating because, you know, they're just not, you know, they're just, they've got these voters that are too conservative and they just, you know, are.
Yeah, they never write that one up. By the way, I'm just, no. And by the way, you and I will have a friendly disagreement for the rest of our lives on this point. I have no shame in saying I'm a Republican. I don't care. I don't care if it's, I don't know, find me the most wishy-washy Republican out there. Larry Hogan, maybe. I don't know. Find that person for me. I'm a Republican. And I'll tell you why. I'm a Republican because I know what the Democrats stand for. And if that party is going to become saintly on the sins of the other party, fine by me. I do not want Democrats in power because Democrats in power is socialism. Democrats in power is the left. And if I can get 50% rather than zero, I'll take it. Now, I'll get 50% with Larry Hogan, perhaps, maybe exclusively on economic issues. I wish it were more than that. Obviously, we work to make it more than that. But, you know, you and I will have that difference. I have no problem affiliating with a party that stands athwart the Democrats, even when they compromise with them on too many things.
Yeah, and Seth, you'll be surprised to know this. We're in agreement on that. If somebody is a Republican, I don't hold that against them at all, supporting that party. I look at this as just like my own private.
Yeah, you wanted to make a statement, and I get it, and I respect it. No, I get it. I get it. I get it. It's not a strong disagreement.
That's all it is.
It's not a strong disagreement. No.
That's all it is.
Yeah, I know.
And Seth, I was going to ask you to about another point too, if I could, real quick, with the announcement with Robert Kennedy Jr. and tell me that. This thought hasn't gone through your head. I mean, I see, as soon as I heard that he was officially running and he's chosen his vice presidential running mate and everything's moving forward with him, I look at him as being the fallback situation if Biden all of a sudden just falls apart completely.
It's an interesting thought. Let me think on it over the break. Let me think on it over the break and I'll come back with a thought on it. That's an interesting thought. Thank you, Steve. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show, portions of which are brought to you by our good friends at YRefi. YRefi can be visited in person. They welcome that. They're right on Chauncey Lane in North Phoenix, their headquarters. You won't be asked to sign anything. You won't get a sales pitch if you visit with them. And if you don't visit them in person, check them out online at investyrefi.com. That's invest the letter Y, then refy.com, or give them a call at 888-YREFI-24. What YREFI offers is a secure investment in a collateralized portfolio where you can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return, not correlated to the stock market or the Federal Reserve. With YRefi, you can turn your income on or off, compound it whatever you like. With YRefi, there is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back. With YRefi, you get a monthly statement with no surprises, and there are absolutely no fees. InvestYRefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then refy.com. Can Robert Kennedy's candidacy, especially with his liberal left vice presidential pick, nominee Shanahan, be a stalking horse for Joe Biden in case Joe Biden decides he's not actually going to run? And it's an interesting theory. Could he just kind of slide over into the Democratic Party? I have to say, there's an awful lot
in Robert Kennedy Jr. that sets the Democrats' teeth on edge. Now, they'll do anything to win. So it's not as if principle is their pharos, their guiding light, their beacon, their North Star. But there's an awful lot of language out there about about Robert Kennedy Jr. being a conspiracy theorist and a lunatic. Almost all of it from Democrats. Almost all of it from Democrats. It's going to be an awfully hard pill for them to swallow. Could they do it? Maybe. It'd be smart. It'd be smart. There's no question about that. But I think the chances are low. We shall see.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.